This is Running For Real, the podcast for runners who know that for every runner's high, there are just as many lows. All those just missed PRs, easy runs that feel hard, injury blues, and more. Each week, we'll talk to running, health, and wellness experts about their highs, lows, and best advice to build our confidence. Running For Real is about being honest, being brave, and most of all, not feeling alone. And now here's our host, who saw Whitney Houston in concert as a child, Tina Muir.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 88 of Running For Real. Thank you so much for joining me today for episode 88 of the Running For Real podcast. I am really excited that you are here. If this is your first time of listening, welcome to Running For Real. I'm excited to have you. I hope you will be a loyal listener from now on. And if you're already a loyal listener, thank you guys so much for supporting me, for subscribing to this podcast, for taking screenshots and sharing it on your social media, for all the reviews, for all this stuff that you guys do for me. It means so much to me and it really helps this podcast to grow. I know you might think you as one person don't really make much of a difference, but you really do. So thank you to everyone who has helped spread the word about Running For Real. I'm really excited about where we've come. We've well surpassed that 1 million downloads line within 18 months. And today it is time for a solo episode. Now, I have to warn you guys, whenever I do these solo episodes, my throat starts acting up. Now, if anyone is a singer or maybe someone who is used to talking a lot, maybe you can give me some advice. But I find after about 15 minutes, my throat just starts tickling and I feel like I can't speak. I feel like I have to cough. So you're going to have to bear with me. This is going to be interesting to see how my throat handles this. This time a year ago, I was pregnant recording the Running For Real podcast series, which you should know about if you are a loyal listener. If not, go to my website, tinamuir.com, to check out what I'm talking about. And during those podcast series, I had a lot of issues with my throat doing this. And not really surprising when I think I recorded about 60 episodes in about 3 months. So not really surprising that my throat was acting up, but hoping we have better luck this time around. But today is the gift guide episode. So every year I like to do an episode kind of giving you some suggestions on products that I have really been enjoying myself. And, you know, this is something, it's a bit more of a kind of free episode. It's not really as official and kind of, you know, explaining all the things that I have enjoyed myself, but it's a bit more, I guess, freestyle. And so I hope you will enjoy this one just as much as you enjoy all the other ones. But if you do not want to listen to gift guide, if you're not interested in anything like that, then I absolutely understand you going on to the next episode next week and getting on with your day, I guess. So after a word from Bombas and Body Health, we'll get right to it. You know, I genuinely care about the brands that I choose to share with you. That's why I turned down a big brand recently, as I really dislike their product, so I backed out. But I'm so excited to introduce you to a new sponsor, Bombas Socks. It is just in time for marathon season, and I'm always telling you that you need to practice with your outfit before the day. Well, now's the perfect time to get some new socks to wear on race day, and I'll tell you about why I love them so much later in the show. Thank you to Body Health for sponsoring this episode of the Running For Real podcast. I am so thankful to Body Health and their support, not just of this podcast, but of me through their Perfect Amino products. They help me recover faster and feel better. You too can get 10% off at bodyhealth.com using code TINA10. So let's dive right in, and we will begin with one of my favorite products, which you've probably seen on my social media only like 1 million times, because one thing I have learned as a mother runner is that I have to put Bailey first now. And that means that I can't just go out for a run at 11 a.m. if that's the best time of the day, or I can't, you know, pick and choose and do things as I like. I have to get out there with my baby. So for the mother runner, or the father runner for that matter, for a runner with a baby, toddler, a young child, I absolutely love my Kiko or Chico. I think it's called Kiko, but it's spelled C-H-I-C-C-O for those of you who've seen it around. Kiko TRE stroller. I absolutely love mine. I use it for probably around 4 runs a week. And Bailey stays happy in it. She falls asleep. It's just a great stroller. Yes, I will admit it is a little bit heavier than some of the other brands. But for me, I don't really notice that. And it's also really luxurious. There's a lot of little extra features in it that I don't see in any of the other running strollers, and I really enjoy this one. I know everyone has their own personal preference with a stroller, and I kind of get that we get quite aggressive over which our choice is. I know I definitely fight for this Kiko one pretty hard, but I absolutely love this stroller. I'm really, really happy with it. So that's my number one recommendation. These are not in order, by the way. These are just all the things I've been enjoying, or the things I've been enjoying the most. Not in any order, so don't kind of put them in preference order. I'm just kind of going through them as they are on my blog post, which you can find at tinamuir.com or in the show notes at tinamuir.com/episode88. My second one is the wonderful Run Angel. Now, I used to be very naive when it comes to my safety. I always thought that I was invincible, and quite arrogantly, I thought that I could outrun anyone who tried to chase me. Now I see that was completely stupid to think that way. And thankfully, I haven't had anything happen, and hopefully I never will, touch wood. I am literally touching wood right now. Hopefully that never happens. But at the same time, you have to be prepared, you know, and one thing I keep hearing over and over again is one thing that puts people off is being aware, being alert, kind of paying attention and looking like, you know, kind of what you're, you know, paying attention to what's going on around you. Now, there's plenty of safety products in here. I will mention a few of them within this episode, but I really believe every runner should get themselves a Run Angel. So what a Run Angel is it looks like a watch. It has two buttons on it. That's it. One big button in the middle and one smaller button. The smaller button turns it on and off. It beeps when you push it, so you know it's on. It beeps when you push it, so you know it's off. And I haven't had to use the other big button, which is to set off an alarm. When it sets off that alarm, it is the loudness of a rock concert with the decibels. And I haven't had to use it. I'm too scared to actually push it, even when I'm somewhere in the middle of nowhere. But it will either scare someone off, or, you know, let's say you're not feeling well. It's the middle of the summer, or it's the middle of the winter. You slip on some ice, or you get dehydrated and you kind of feel like you're about to pass out. If you push this button, it's making this alarm. Not only is it going to alert anyone who's in the area so they can kind of know, all right, that's not a normal sound, I'm going to come help this person, but it also sends an alert to up to three of your contacts telling them where you are and, you know, I need help, basically. So I would strongly recommend, this is a great gift for any runner, but particularly for female runners. And if you use code RUNNINGFORREAL, that's the number four, RUNNINGFORREAL, you can get 10% off at runangel.com. I really would strongly recommend getting yourself one of those. Now, for a runner who saw my blog post I wrote, for a runner who, well, a runner who runs, because I have always been a fan of Garmin. I love my Forerunner 235. Whenever people ask me what I recommend, that's the one I go for. Yes, I know there are some nicer models out there. And if you can afford a nicer model, and if you want to go for a nicer model, the higher end ones with all the kind of bells and whistles, then by all means go for it. But I will say that the 235 has everything you need. It's simple to use. The charge lasts a decent amount of time. And yes, I know I am a no watch me advocate. I tell people not to look at their watch during runs, not to look at paces, just to have it on distance and time. But at the same time, I have to admit, I love looking at the data afterwards. I love going on Strava, knowing that my Garmin seamlessly transmits it over to Strava. And I've not been paid by Garmin in any way to say this. I've just always loved my Forerunner 235, and it's one thing that we often get asked about, which watches we prefer. And that one is, you know, nice and easy. It's around $300, so it's not crazy expensive, but lasts a long time. And yeah, for me, that's another great one. All right, next one I'm going to suggest to you for runners who enjoy wearing nice running clothes, which who doesn't, I'm going to suggest Mercury Mile. Now, if you haven't heard of Mercury Mile, but you have heard of Stitch Fix, Stitch Fix is kind of the dressier version, maybe. I love the idea of it, but I wear running clothes or activewear most of the time. So it seemed a little silly for me to sign up to Stitch Fix when I would maybe wear the outfit like once a month. And Mercury Mile is basically the same thing, but with running clothes or fitness clothes. And what they will do is you'll fill out an online survey, about a 10-minute survey. It's actually really fun to fill out because you fill out kind of color themes that you like. You fill out your preferences with like whether you prefer functional or stylish, whether you are willing to try new brands, what brands you've liked. Trying to remember what other questions you answer, but there's all kinds of questions just so they can kind of get to know you. And then you have a personal stylist who picks you out. I think it's 4 to 6 items, and they send you it along with a little handwritten note, which is really nice. And you get this box delivered in the mail, and it comes with a bonus goodie that you don't know what that's going to be, some kind of sample of something. And then from there, you can pick which products you really like or don't like for that matter. You can send back the ones you don't like, and then they will charge you for the ones that you've kept. I have absolutely loved the items they've picked out. They've picked out some emerging brands that I hadn't heard of before and made me kind of go a bit out of my comfort zone to try new things. So I really enjoy using Mercury Mile, and especially if you're someone who's not particularly good at fashion stuff, putting things together, knowing what goes with what, you've got someone whose job is to do this and they're really good at it. So if you are unsure about what to get your runner loved one, particularly if they're a female, but it's also great for males, I would strongly recommend Mercury Mile, because then you can kind of give them ease knowing that they're going to get something picked out for them and then get some new running clothes in the mix, because we all know that can be motivating and it can really make a difference. And I do have a code for that. You can get $10 off using code TINA10 at mercurymile.com. Hope you enjoy it. All right, next up. This is a bit of a random one, but just bear with me here. Last year I recommended it and I had a few people say to me how good of an idea this was. It costs $5, so it's nice and cheap, a good stocking stuffer. But what I've really enjoyed using is a silicone baking sheet. Now, especially being a new mother, but any of us who are very busy, it can be tough to get in healthy meals where you are able to cook yourself up something without having to spend hours trying to scrub damn stuck-on, stubborn things that have dried onto your pan off the pan. I have ruined so many pans. I don't know how they always end up just so wrecked all the time, but these silicone sheets, the silicone baking sheet, you just put it on top of your baking tray. You can also put it, I like to put it in a 9x13 pan, or I did before I found out Bailey was allergic to eggs, a 9x13 pan, and then I would do an egg bake in there because eggs stick like nothing else to pans. So if you put that in there, it kind of folds in there and pour your eggs in there, then it will cook out nicely and the eggs just lift right out. It's so good. But these silicone baking sheets, you know, they're obviously environmentally friendly because you're not throwing away aluminum foil. They don't rip when you're trying to scoop the food off the tray. They are nice and sturdy, pretty easy to clean, and definitely to get those, you know, harder parts, harder stuck on things don't stick the way they do with a normal pan. And I actually saw a 3-pack in Costco last week. So if you have a Costco near you, you may want to check that out because, you know, that was a great deal. And if you don't have an IKEA near you, then that might be another option. But that is a good choice for someone who's trying to eat healthy. I cook a lot of my recipes on those silicone sheets, and they're just a really great idea for everyone who's trying to eat well. For runners who listen to podcasts and music, well, you are listening to a podcast right now, so you obviously listen to podcasts, but there's obviously different times you can use it, but I definitely listen to music a lot more than I used to. And I'm still really enjoying my V, the Get V. So getv.com is the website. But I understand there's a lot of different headset brands, and I know that's another topic where people tend to be very passionate about the brand that they love. And so I'm not going to tell you which specific one to go get, because I know a lot of it is personal preference. It's about the size of your ears. It's about your comfort. You know, I know a lot of people who hate using the iPhone headphones, and then a lot of people who absolutely love them. So I really enjoy my V. I have been using it for about 2 years now, and I'm still a big fan of it. Works well. I listen to it probably 4 times a week, so it's great for me. But some kind of headset for running is just a great idea. You know, I think we often think that we can just kind of use the headphones we already have, especially if you're a newer runner. But those of you who do have a Bluetooth headset, or especially a wireless headset, know how much of a game changer it can be to not have those wires dangling around, and to just kind of stick something in there that's not going to fall out as soon as you get sweaty. So I really would recommend, if the runner in your life loves to listen to music and podcasts, to get them a decent running headset. So that's just the overall thing. As again, I use the Get V, but I'm going to leave it to you to choose which one works for you. All right, let's talk about some books. Last year, I talked about Brave Athlete, Calm the F Down. I'm going to recommend that one again because it is so good with the way that Simon and Leslie explain it. They really kind of make it very clear for us how our brains work, why us fighting certain things that we try and fight within our mental strength and our mental capacity is actually the wrong thing and we're never going to win. They break down all the science into a way that is really easy to explain and understand. And I really enjoyed that book. I definitely would recommend it to anyone who hasn't already read it. It is also in my mental toughness training podcast series. If you want to go check that out, that gives you 6 to 7 episodes all on mental training. You can find that in the show notes at tinamuir.com/episode88. Next book, I have to confess, I have not yet read. It is on my list, but this is Let Your Mind Run by Dina Castor. I did ask the Running for Real Superstars community to give me some suggestions for ideas they would love to see in this gift guide. Let Your Mind Run, I saw so many people within the Superstars community saying how much they love this book. I've heard countless other people in various places talking about this book, and not only did Dina kind of allow people to see her secrets, but she explained it in a way that made sense and could be applicable to all of us. So that is one I'm definitely going to recommend, even though I have not read it, just based on what I've heard other people say. I do hope I'm going to get some time over the Christmas period to be able to do some reading myself. That one is on my list, and maybe I can be getting Dina on the Running for Real podcast in January, February to talk about the book in further detail once I have actually given it a read. The next one is not a running book, but this book is amazing, particularly for women, or I will say almost exclusively for women. It's written for women. And this book is called Girl Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. Each chapter focuses on a lie that we tell ourselves that kind of destroys our confidence, and it kind of addresses the way we see ourselves. Now, Rachel is a runner, so there are a lot of analogies in here. And I have to tell you guys, one of the chapters she talks about when she first started running and how she took it up after she had, I think, her second baby. And she took up running and was really excited about getting into the running world. She signed up for a race, and it was the Disney World Half Marathon, which, if you are a regular listener, you know that that is the race I'm signed up for in a few months, and I'm really excited about it. And she talked about how it was the most incredible race, how everyone needs to do a Disney race. And she talked about what you're going to, you know, experience while you're on your way, why Disney is the best place to be. And it just made me smile so big while I was running along. And you know what that feels like, right? Where you've been running along. Hopefully this podcast has at some point given you something to laugh about, so you've smiled that big. But I was just smiling like a complete weirdo, just absolutely beaming because I was so excited about what she was saying. So Rachel is very real, down to earth. I would love to get her on the podcast someday, but we will see. And she does also give really actionable advice, and it speaks to me, and I know many of you are like me, so it will probably speak to you too. But again, this is a very female-focused book, hence the name Girl Wash Your Face. So go find that one online, or you can find it on any of your bookstores, I guess. The next one is Endure by Alex Hutchinson. Now, you probably know I'm a huge Alex Hutchinson fan, and he always comes up with such helpful information when he comes on the podcast, and just everything he does, all the articles he writes are just, they're so thoughtful, and he really does manage to explain the science in a way that we can understand. Now, this year he released his book on the capacity of the mind, and it was fascinating. I read it while Bailey was really young and asleep on my chest. And then I had him on the podcast to talk about it. And I really enjoyed getting to know Alex a bit more and understand his thoughts behind the book. And it's, if you enjoy learning about kind of pushing yourself, what gives people the ability to kind of dig deep and be mentally tough, you're really going to enjoy this book. So that's Endure. My final book I'm going to recommend is Road to Sparta by Dean Karnazes. If you listen to that Dean Karnes's interview from a few months ago, you will remember that we talked a lot about his book Road to Sparta. And I'm not particularly a history kind of reading person. I've never really been that interested in history, which is quite funny coming from Britain, but maybe it's because it was drilled in our heads growing up. I don't know. But for me, I'm really not interested in learning more about history. However, that sounds really bad, doesn't it? But I have to be honest with you guys. I mean, I find it interesting to hear about it, but I'm not a history reading book person. Anyway, I love this book. Absolutely read it from cover to cover. Really enjoyed the way Dean explained it. Enjoyed learning about it. And our conversation was amazing. Dean said to me that our connection was real afterwards, and my heart swelled. And I really think you're going to enjoy it. If you do enjoy the history side of things, you will absolutely enjoy it. But even if not, I didn't really know Dean. I thought he was going to be really commercial and kind of someone who would just, be kind of regurgitating things he had said before. He wasn't that way at all in the podcast episode. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. But it was just a really great book and a really great conversation. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and check it out. Next, I would like to tell you about and thank one of my sponsors for this podcast episode, Bombas Socks. Now, you've probably heard me talking about Bombas Socks for the past few months. They have been sponsoring and supporting the Running For Real podcast. Now, you may see a sponsor of the podcast as something to skip through, and I hope you haven't skipped through now and I'm just talking to myself. But these ads are for companies that I really believe in. I told you a few months ago about how I turned down a big company because I just didn't believe in their product after I tried it. So I really do vet the products that I share on here and I have to believe in them. And Bombas, when they approached me, I was really excited about it because I just love, especially this time of year when we're feeling grateful and we're feeling appreciative of the holidays. Bombas is a wonderful company who really cares about the environment. They care about the future. And best of all, whenever you purchase a pair of Bombas, every pair you purchase, they donate a pair to a homeless shelter because homeless shelters are actually not allowed to accept previously worn socks. So they're actually one of the most in-demand things for what you can donate. So Bombas taking that step is just, for me, that's just so wonderful. Now, when it comes to the socks themselves, they are very comfortable. And I'm not lying when I say I wear them probably 6 out of 7 days a week. And on the seventh day, I might be wearing something like some kind of goofy Halloween socks or something like that. But they are really comfortable. I ran my recent half marathon wearing them and it was pouring with rain. I didn't have any blisters. And I've worn them on pretty much every workout and long run, sometimes running 2 hours to 2.5 hours and haven't had any problems with them. So they are really comfortable. They are a great product and they care, which means so much to me. Hopefully it does to you too. You can get 20% off your first order with code RUNNINGFORREAL. That's the number 4, RUNNINGFORREAL, at bombas.com. So I want to thank Bombas for sponsoring this episode. Okay, next up, let's talk about a few things from Brooks. Now, I've been trying out all the different running brands, as you know, this year to see what I enjoy and kind of, I don't know, have a bit of a look around. And I don't know if you also know that my what to wear winter running post is at the top of Google for most kind of what to wear at 35 degrees, what to wear at 50 degrees searches that people do. It gets thousands of views a day in the winter. And so I enjoy testing out running clothes for winter running clothes, knowing that people are going to enjoy and appreciate what I tell them. Now, I have been trying out a few of the Brooks things on their website because, Brooks is a brand that I've never really given any thought to. And I want to be fair and I want to kind of enjoy getting to know some of the other brands. So that is something that I have been testing out. So there's a few things I want to mention today, and these are particularly for people running in the cold. As I mentioned, that's for my winter running guide. I like to test that out. And the other thing is, it is cold right now. Now, the first one is the Brooks Cascadia vest. I'm a huge vest fan for when it comes to running in the winter. I really like keeping my core warm and having my arms be free and not covered up, particularly my armpits where we tend to sweat a lot, in case you hadn't noticed. So I like wearing vests, and this Cascadia one is great. It really keeps you warm. Actually, a few days ago, I was out running and it was freezing. Like I think the temperature was about 30 and the real feel was 20. And I wore it with just one thin long sleeve underneath and my gloves, and you can zip the zipper all the way up to the top, which is wonderful. And I really appreciate being able to kind of unzip it as I need to. It kept my core warm until the rest of my body warmed up, ended up doing my workout in it, and really, really enjoying that one. The other things I have been enjoying are the Array long sleeve. You know, we can never have too many long sleeves as runners. And this is one of Brooks's new items as a winter running item. And I've really been enjoying this Array long sleeve. I actually often wear it underneath that vest. And that's another one that is great for kind of layering, or you can wear it on its own. And it's just a really nice option. And finally, the Brooks Canopy jacket. Everyone needs a running jacket. That's a definite must. And if you're listening to this for the runner in your life of unsure what to get them, a winter running jacket can go such a long way for us as runners, especially if it's one that can kind of brave the cold so that we don't have that wind cutting through, because it's so horrible, isn't it, when it's really cold outside and the wind just like gets you and it just makes you feel chilled to the bone. The canopy jacket is a great option. I'd never tried it before and I'm really enjoying using it, and I hope you will too. And actually, on that note, guys, Brooks, if you spend $150 or more, they have a holiday tee that you can get for free, and it's kind of fun. Something I think I might be wearing on Christmas Day for my run on Christmas Day, either under or over. They also have a long sleeve, which is fun. And if you do spend $150, you will get the tee free, or you can get the distance long sleeve. So be sure to go check out Brooks Running to know more about that. All right, what do we have next here? Another running brand I have been trying out is Day One. You did hear Candice Huffin on the podcast a few months ago talking about Day One. And again, this is another female-oriented one. And I apologize, there are a few of these, but that is because I am a female. And there are a lot of things that aren't offered, particularly for females. Now, the Day One products, Candice is just kind of coming out into the market with her products, but they go from sizes 0 to 32. And Candice herself is considered a quote-unquote plus-size model, or she calls herself a curvy model, not liking the word plus-size, which I don't blame her. She's created her own fun line of clothing for runners, and again, they come in sizes 0 to 32, and they're really cute. I have these block print leggings, and I wear them often, and I have a tank top that I love. I really am enjoying checking out Day One, and I'm excited to see where Candice ends up. So that's another brand you might want to check out if you find that a lot of the running clothes and running brands don't fit you. Candice has designed that in mind to consider all shapes and sizes. Next, I have a product from my friend Kyle Bowling. And this is for someone who, if you get sore, tight, or if you travel often. Kyle is a chiropractor nearby who is a runner himself, which has a big benefit, as you can imagine. And not only have I enjoyed kind of getting to know him because he actually gets us as runners and he doesn't want to just say stop running, but he then went on to make a product that is ideal for runners because he understands runners. So the CTM band gives you compression, tension, and movement, hence the CTM, and also allows us to go further than just using a foam roller or compression gear alone. These have been doing so well and they've been flying off the shelves. Some of the best elites in the world have been sharing about how much they're enjoying them. It fits in your bag really nicely. It is really easy to use. And if you are someone who struggles with tight spots, particularly in your calves, that's where I've found it to be really helpful. The CTM band is going to help you kind of recover, and it's going to help get some of those knots out without having to pay expensive fees to go see someone. So the CTM band, I will, again, all of these will be links in the blog post that comes along with this podcast episode. So go to tinamuir.com/episode88. Next is for runners who need more confidence, don't we all? And that's the book Strong by Kara Goucher. Now, confession, I do not yet have this journal, but I absolutely want it for Christmas. And I've heard Cara on multiple podcasts talking about this book, and it just sounds like a great journal. You know, I think the premise behind it is that you write down every day things that you did that give you confidence moving forward, that you did well. Even if you've had a bad day, you have to find, I think it's three things from what I got. But if you're someone who struggles with confidence, particularly when you're in the thick of training and things are, you know, going a bit rough, this journal is really going to keep your mind in the right place. And I'm excited to give it a try, and hopefully you are too. All right. I would now like to take a moment to thank our other sponsor, The Loyal Body Health. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for supporting me this year. For those of you listening, Body Health has been there for me for years now. They have provided me with Perfect Amino to help me recover. They have sponsored this episode. They've sponsored every episode. They really are thoughtful and caring and want us to do well. And if you haven't already heard, they are doing a giveaway. You can enter to win a 300 count bottle every week in December. So I will be telling you more about that on the next episode, or it'll be two episodes away. On the 7th of December episode, you can win yourself a bottle. But in the meantime, Body Health has a 100% money back guarantee. So there is absolutely nothing to worry about with giving it a try. If you don't like it, you can have your money back. I took it in years of my elite running career, and I noticed when I forgot to take it. And full disclosure with you guys, I sometimes forget to take it now, and that's usually when I'm complaining that my legs are sore. I notice when I forget it, and I notice when I've gone a few days without it. It really does help to recover. So if someone you love, or you listening yourself, struggles with recovery, or you're training for a race that's really important to you, getting yourself some Body Health Perfect Amino, it could make all the difference. It could make you bounce back better, so you feel better in workouts, and then you get more confident, and then you're ready to race more. Or especially if you're someone who is injury prone, the faster you can recover, the less chance your body has of breaking down with injuries. So you can find Body Health Perfect Amino on their website at bodyhealth.com. And if you use code TINA10, you can get 10% off. Now, just a little extra sneaky note. If Body Health has other coupons or other discounts going on, you can compile them and still add your TINA10 code. So best of luck with that giveaway in December. And until then, I hope you will get yourself some in the meantime. Right, let's talk about something a bit different. I have been testing out many different types of shoes this year, kind of experimenting. And I found one that right now I'm really enjoying. You know, I was enjoying the Hoka Clifton 5s. And I'm not saying I don't enjoy those, but I have been trying out the Ultra Escalante. Now, I have to admit, I never thought I would wear Ultra. Steve had been wearing them for years, and I'd always made fun of him. They were a little weird looking, to be honest. But let me just tell you, Ultra have come a long way with their designs, and I have been really appreciating the wide toe box. You'll find out a little bit more on why that is in a few weeks. I have a guest who is going to talk all about kind of our toes and what we need to do to, you know, what we need to consider moving forward. I've raced in these Ultra Escalante, and I do all of my workouts and long runs in them without a problem. On that note, if you are used to a high drop, you may need some time to get used to them as they are a zero drop. But I went from my 4mm drop shoes to these without really any problem. So if you are prepared to try something a bit different, you may have seen that Cara Goucher just signed with Ultra. So that's someone pretty big there if you follow along in her footsteps. But I'd actually started trying Ultra even before that, and I really have been enjoying them. They are something a bit different, but I like the feeling of my toes being able to kind of stretch out and move around. And I look forward to hearing what you think of them. Ultra Escalante are the ones that I've been using, but there are plenty of other styles and models that you can give a try as well. All right, let's go back to safety. So many of us have to run in the dark, myself included. And as the nights get longer, the days get shorter, more and more of us will have to be running in the dark. And for that, again, in the past, I would just kind of fumble around and hope that I didn't fall over. I don't know how I didn't fall over many years, but now I know how important it is to have a headlamp or a headlight. I'm not sure which one is the British version and which one is the American, but I'm going to say headlight because that sounds right to me. But if you're laughing at me right now, in England, we either call it headlight or headlamp. And in the US, you call it the other one. But I can't remember which one's which. But yes, having something on your head that shines down on the ground allows you to be seen. Yes, maybe look a bit dorky, but wouldn't you rather be safe? I know I would. And often I have to get my runs done early before Bailey wakes up and before Steve leaves for the day. There are a lot of headlamps out there and many you can choose from, but I really like the Black Diamond Spot. It only costed $30, so it's not that expensive, but it works really well. Now, I will note with that Black Diamond Spot that I do have to either wear a headband or a cap. I usually like to wear a cap because I feel like it sits a little bit better. But if you aren't used to having it on your head, which I am not, it might chafe. I found that the first day I wore it, it did rub on my head because it was just, you know, going directly onto my head. But I find if I wear a cap or at least a headband, it helps to kind of avoid the chafing. I haven't found this one bounces at all, and it's really enjoyable. So I'm glad I've got this. Now let's do one more for running in the dark, which is that I have the Ampifod running vest. There's plenty of running vests. Again, people like to choose their own personal ones. I know the Tracer 360, I think is the name of it, is a very popular one, but I have liked this Ampifod one and it's only $30. I don't just wear it for dark runs now. I often wear it when I'm running with Bailey just as an added precaution, and it doesn't really do any harm you wearing an extra layer like that with reflective materials for cars being able to see you. But particularly if you're running in the dark, you know, cars aren't expecting to see a runner out there in the dark. And usually if they're up at that time in the morning, they are rushing around, they're running late, so they're scrambling and they're really not going to be expecting to see you. So I like having that extra element of safety. I have worn it with just a sports bra and shorts and it hasn't chafed at all. So I know it works in the summer, and in the winter, it's obviously easy to slip it over everything else. But I've been really happy with this running vest. And again, there's a link in the show notes because I can't say the word correctly, apparently. So you can find it in the show notes. All right, let's talk about another one I don't know what to say about this one, a female runner, I guess. Koala clip. You may have heard me talking about this. It is something, it's this little pouch, hence the koala clip, that clips onto the back of your sports bra, sits really nicely. I don't find it bounces at all. It sits nicely between my shoulder blades. It's sweatproof, so you don't have to worry about that. You can put it over, you know, your winter clothes or under your winter clothes, just over your sports bra. It keeps your phone right with you, which for me as a mother, I'm worrying that if Bailey needs me, whoever is looking after her can call me. Also means that my phone is nice and close to my Bluetooth headphones. So there's none of that kind of cutting out that you sometimes get, or I used to get with pockets. So I've really been enjoying the Koala Clip, and I know many of you have been too. They've been selling really well, and not really surprising. They're not that expensive, but you can get 10% off using code RUNNINGFORREAL at koalaclip.com. All right, what do we have next? I have to mention this, and I know people are so sick of me talking about this thing, but I have to bring up the Lululemon and light sports bra. Now, I know it's $100 or $98 to be exact for one sports bra, and I get it, but I have bought every one of my four Enlite sports bras, and they were money well spent, 100%. Lululemon, I get that they're expensive, but they also, the quality is very high. The products I've purchased look exactly the same as they did when I bought them. I even have something from about 10 years ago that looks exactly the same as when I bought it. Lululemon do make sure that the quality is really high. So you've got to kind of see it as, if it's going to last you a really long time, isn't it worth it? And when it comes to a sports bra, that's something that you can't really skimp on. You know, a good sports bra makes such a huge difference. And particularly if you are someone who is larger chested, this Enlite sports bra is just, I'm telling you guys, it's my favorite running apparel product of all time. It really is a wonderful product. Make sure you get fitted so that you're wearing the right size, but it is so worth the money. And that's all I'm going to say. Lululemon and light sports bra. All right, what else do we have here? We still have quite a few left. Not really. Maybe 7 or 8 left. So let's keep going. All right. Let's talk about Sarah Marie Design Studios. You probably heard of Sarah Marie. She has wonderful gifts for, again, women. I promise, guys, there are some men's stuff in here. She has wonderful products for women. I think there are some for men on there as well, but they are just fun. They're just kind of things that show that you're proud to be a runner and, you know, you can wear them to work out in. You can wear them just casually throughout the day. They're practical. I'm really excited for the day that someone comes up to me to tell me or to say, "Is that Sarah Marie?" Hopefully she is looking forward to those days too when people start doing that. But if you or the runner in your life loves to show pride in their sport and is really just excited to either be a marathoner or would like a shirt that says "We'll run for ice cream" and all that kind of stuff, this is the perfect gift for them. Okay, let's go on. Last year I talked about Run Fast, Eat Slow by Elise Capecchi and Shalane Flanagan, but this year they have a new book out called Run Fast, Cook Fast, Eat Slow. And I use this book all the time. I still use their previous book all the time, but this one has fantastic recipes. They've taken some of their most popular recipes like the superhero muffins and had 3 new kinds of them. We've made quite a few things from this cookbook. I've given Bailey quite a few things from this cookbook. She really enjoys it. And it's just a good way of knowing that you can put a lot of quality into your diet. There's no caloric information in there. And that's a good thing, I think, because we are obviously shouldn't be obsessing about that. Instead, trying to think about getting good quality foods into our bodies. This makes it nice and easy. The recipes are a lot faster. Many of them are kind of crock pot ones that, you know, technically takes a long time, but you can also just put it in at the beginning of the day and have it ready by the end. So Run Fast, Cook Fast, Eat Slow. I've really been enjoying that one as well. All right, let's do one little plug for myself. If you are looking for a new race day shirt while supporting me in the process, I have Running For Real t-shirts, tanks, and sleeveless vests for guys and caps, and also mugs for that matter. By purchasing one of these, you are supporting me and you're also helping to spread the word about Running For Real by wearing this either in your race or just around your town. You know, people are going to be like, I wonder what Running For Real is. And then they'll look it up and maybe find the podcast, maybe start listening. So if you are able to get one of these t-shirts or tanks, sleeveless vests or caps, it really means so much to me. They're soft materials, they're performance made, and I really like them. I'm really proud of them and I hope you enjoy them too. Okay, few more left, guys. All right, let's talk about sunglasses. Last year I mentioned that I have Oakleys and Gooders. So Gooder is spelled G-O-O-D-R. And they've really exploded onto the scene in the last year. And around a year ago, a fan of mine, Liz, thank you very much, sent Steve and I a pair. And at the time I was like, what are these sunglasses? The ones she sent me were bright blue. But now these are my go-to sunglasses. I wear them every day for life, for running. I give them to Bailey when she's starting to get fussy and it keeps her attention for 5 to 10 minutes, which is a long time when you have when you're trying to drive and the baby's getting upset. She loves to play with them. They seem to be completely indestructible. They don't have the sweat kind of build up condensation. They're really, really fantastic. And they're really pretty cheap for what they are. So check out Gooder sunglasses. I've really been enjoying them and I think you will too. All right, one more safety one for you guys, which is Road ID. Road ID is basically a bracelet you get around your wrist, and on it you will have printed some phone numbers, any allergy information that you have, maybe a quote that means a lot to you. And it means just if something happens to you, people can, apologize guys, you are hearing my doorbell. if you need it, people can contact those loved ones of yours and find a way of getting in touch with you, you know, catching up with you, making sure you're all right. So Road ID is something we hope to never be able to use, but it's just nice to have that peace of mind because, you know, even if you have your phone on you and something happens to you, you pass out or something, people can't get into your phone because most of us have a, you know, a lock on them so that you have to know the passcode. But it really could save a life. It could help your life, and it could most of all get your loved ones in contact with you quickly. So a road ID is another great idea for a runner gift. All right, another one from my Running for All Superstars community, the SPI belt. This is something for if you need or like to carry things with you, maybe some cards or keys or even your phone. It's good to have a belt that can kind of store things, and the SPI belt is definitely a favorite. So I have not tried this one, I have to admit, but it doesn't bounce around. It's great for summer runs. It's great for wearing underneath layers for winter runs or on top of layers. So check out the SPI belt. There is, again, a link in the show notes. It's pretty inexpensive at $22. So that's a great one for, I guess, a marathon runner, for an ultra runner if you're training, or just if you like to have your things on you. What about someone who struggles to switch off? Hello, I am raising my hand right now. I have always struggled with kind of switching off. I used to have insomnia, which many of you know, and I still struggle to kind of sit still for a few minutes. And I have been subscribed to Headspace for about a month and a half now. I am appreciating it so much. It's about $96 for a year subscription, but it is wonderful. It is 5 to 15 minutes. The guy, Andy Puddicombe, I think is his name, he talks you through, he kind of tells you, prompts you, but also leaves you for periods to kind of work on certain things. I come out feeling so much clearer. I have like a clarity, and I just feel like I can get on with my day. I'm really happy that I've been sticking to this. And it is an app, so keep that in mind. You can't use it from a desktop, but it is just fantastic. And $96 for a year really isn't that much. So if you or the loved one you know really struggles to kind of sit still and is a bit of a, type A, kind of, I need to be doing something person like me, they might not like it when you get it for them, but once they start doing it, they will really appreciate it. You enjoying these cool mornings? How about the intense workouts that are just as hard as they always were? I don't know about you, but I always feel like workouts are going to be somehow easy in the fall after a hot summer, but they're still, well, hard. I still feel beaten up after hard days and after long runs, and I still get sore the next day, but less sore when I have Body Health Perfect Amino to speed up the recovery process. I take a lot of comfort knowing that it is working hard to repair my muscles as soon as I stop running or strength training. Then I can eat my meal, my usual 25 minutes later to fuel up again. I wish I could say I used that time to stretch, foam roll, do mobility and rehab, but let's be realistic, that doesn't always happen. Usually I'm jumping in the shower and trying to get clothes on before Bailey starts crying or I have to do something else on my list. At least I know Body Health Perfect Amino has my back right from the stop of my watch. If you don't believe me, you can try Body Health Perfect Amino with 100% money back guarantee. So if you don't like it or you can't see a difference, you can get your money back. Use coupon code TINA10 for 10% off everything at bodyhealth.com. And if you aren't a fan of the tablets, they also have Perfect Amino XP powder, and there's a new mixed berry flavor to try. Remember, code TINA10 will get you 10% off at bodyhealth.com. Earlier in the show, I introduced you to our new sponsor, Bombas. You may remember I did a giveaway with Bombas for my birthday week, and I've been raving about them on social media. Why? Because I just love them. 2 years of research and development led to multiple improvements of the sock design, performance, and comfort, including arch support system that gives you extra support where you need it, stay-in-place technology while not being too loose, and they never leave a mark. And the seamless toe means that there's no more of that annoying bump on your toes. But you want to know the best part. One pair sold is one pair donated. Did you know that socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters? But you actually can't donate used socks. That's why Bombas donates one brand new pair of socks for every pair they sell. To date, they've sold and donated over 9 million pairs. Bombas were created for runners, walkers, power loungers, snowboarders, Netflixers, and to me, they feel like you are getting one of those lovely tight squeeze hugs, the ones that just really mean a lot, which I love to give. Some people hate them, but I love them. And here's the bit you want to know. Running for All listeners get 20% off your first order by going to bombas.com/runningforreal. That's bombas.com/runningforreal, and you'll get 20% off your first order with code RUNNINGFORREAL with the number 4. All right, two more, guys. For the runner who needs a hug in a different sense, in a running sense, I've been trying out UFO shoes. I'm not sure how many of you have been using those. I know a lot of the Running For Real Superstars community are enjoying them because I hear about them often, but they're these shoes that are created for recovery. They cradle your arch. They're really comfortable. And if you are sore, particularly after big races where your feet might be a bit beaten up, they are just so comfortable and soft and just great for wearing on those days where your feet need a little bit of a hug. So UFO shoes, I'm really happy with them. They have flip-flops, they have regular shoes, and just something to check out if the runner in your life tends to have issues with their feet and they get quite sore, or maybe if you are just kind of wanting to get it for yourself for post-race and post-workout when you need a little bit of extra support there. So check out UFOs, and I will have links in the show notes for you. Finally, for the runner you love the most, get them a sports massage. A sports massage, or any kind of massage actually, is just the gift that we never really get ourselves, but it is so appreciated. It feels so good to have a massage. I absolutely love getting massage, and it can help your body, particularly if you're training for a hard race. A massage can get all that junk out of your legs, make you feel better and more recovered. So if the runner in your life is training hard for a race, or if you are training for hard for a race, you can leave this section on repeat while the loved one in your life gets the hint to go get you one. But a sports massage is just a wonderful thing for us as runners to get. So, my friends, that is my giant list of gifts for you. I hope I've given you a lot of different ideas. Now, those were varying price points. I gave you lots of different options, so hopefully some of those you can add to your list. If you use the links in the show notes, again, at TINAMUIR/episode 88, if you click through those links, you are helping me to show these brands that, I'm recommending you there. So as much as you could go to Google and type in the name of the product, if you use the links in the show notes, that really helps me to build a good rapport with these brands, to want them to continue supporting me. So if you could do that, I would really, really appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, a bit of a different one, but I wanted to give you some ideas that might be helpful. Remember, you can give back to me in many ways. You can take a screenshot of listening to the podcast. It doesn't have to be this episode, any episode. Tag me in it on social media, share it, and encourage others to go listen. That will bring new listeners to the show. You can leave a rating and review on iTunes or whichever podcast channel you listen on. You can purchase one of the t-shirts, caps, sleeveless vests I talked about earlier. You can purchase one of the sponsors' products that I talk about, Wonderful Bombas and Wonderful Body Health. If you purchase their products, that's supporting me. And finally, I have a Patreon account if you want to give a little bit every month to keep me going and to really show your appreciation. You can go to patreon.com/runningforreal and go support me there. So next week we have an episode which is mostly dedicated to talking about eating disorders, about finding your caloric balance that is right for you. We've got Meg Shreya and Jessie Haggerty on the show. Great women, and a great discussion ready for you next week. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Running For Real podcast. Be sure to check out TinaMuir.com for show notes and even more helpful running information.